This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. She lives on a farm, about 20 acres, and it's off-grid. It's totally off-grid. There's no electric power coming to her farm from the utility company. So she is off-grid. And she lives the farmer's lifestyle, and that's what she is, an author and a farmer, and a broadcaster. And we've been talking about chickens. And, Gwyneth, I went to Craigslist during the break, and I typed in chickens to see what, you know, was for sale. And there is a post for chickens, black copper Morans, $4 each. And it says these chicks are about 2.5 weeks old, and they produce rich, dark chocolate-colored eggs, meaning the eggshells. They want $4 each and until the 5th of next month, and the price will go up because of the extra cost that it took to feed them. So $4 right now. So that means, class, that if you wanted to get started, for $40, you could get from this particular seller 10 chicks. And you can buy a bag of feed and for about less than $10 for 50 pounds of feed. And you're well on your way if you have a place to keep them safe. And if the weather's warm, they can stay outside. Of course, you have to protect them from predators, and you have to teach them where they live. And soon you'll have eggs. Now, are you going to make a lot of money doing this? No. But what you do get is you get preparedness results, meaning you now have a food source. And when the weather is conducive for green grass, they'll eat the grass, they'll eat the bugs, and you'll have to give them less and less feed. But you're going to have feed around. But you'll have eggs. And it works. And we've had chickens for, gosh, I'm thinking at least over 30 years we've raised chickens. And, Gwyneth, I'd like to tell you a story about the first chickens that we had. So I had a friend whose husband was a chicken farmer. And they had a farm on the East Coast in Virginia. And they decided that they were going to raise chickens. So they built one of these great big chicken barns. And I don't remember the exact length of it, but it might have, it was hundreds of feet long. And about 40 feet wide, hundreds of feet long, had automatic waterers, it had climate-controlled fans, etc. And what would happen is the big chicken company, and I don't want to mention their name, and you all know this name, they would deliver 5,000 chicks and the feed for the chicks. And 49 days later, after delivery, they would come pick up the fully raised chickens. They'd pick them up and take them back to the processing plant where they would be killed, the feathers would be removed, and they would be packaged and shipped to supermarkets. 49 days roughly after they were hatched. And the reason for that is they don't live much longer than that. These chickens are designed to grow fast. They're engineered to grow fast. They're white in color. And they have lots of breast meat. And they live in this factory, this chicken factory, until they're picked up for slaughter. Now, the reason I know about these chickens is I asked my friend, said, we'd like to get some chickens, but we don't know anything about them. What do you recommend? And she said, well, her husband just got a delivery, you know, a couple of days ago, and I don't think they'd miss six chickens. So she gave me six chickens, six chicks. And we raised them at our farm. And within a little after 49 days, they were all upside down, dead of a heart attack. They grew really fast, and they could not move. They were obese. They literally, their legs could not support them. So they had to move. They had to use their wings and their legs in order to move. They were designed to eat and get fat. That's what they were designed to do. They were not farm chickens, as, you know, we all think of farm chickens that, you know, run around the farm and eat bugs and, you know, make noises and lay eggs. And that's not what they were. These are designed to go to the supermarket in 7 weeks. That's what they were designed to do. They could not move. And their life expectancy is so short because they get so fat so fast. And they're designed to, they're like on an accelerated growth program. Gwyneth, have you ever heard a story like that? It's absolutely true.
Yeah, I know about those. Their names are like something cob, as the name of the breed. And they're a hybrid cross between two different lines. When they cross them together, they produce this highly, high growth rate hen. And occasionally, we get way too many roosters here, and occasionally one of those roosters will end up in the cooking pot. And it is a process of artificial selection. I pick the rooster that I think is the best looking one that's at the top of the peck order. If a rooster finds itself at the bottom of the peck order of, you know, roosters, then it's likely to end up in the cooking pot. Because I know that sooner or later, the big boss rooster is going to kill him anyway. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, eating one of these roosters is utterly, completely different to eating a supermarket chicken. Mm-hmm. Okay? The taste is so much better, so much nicer. The meat is actually a really, really rich color. The meat is brown. It's not white. It's not brown as in, the color of a steak, but it's probably about halfway there to the color of a steak. And it's richer, it's tastier, and it's just yummier all around. And then you eat supermarket chicken, and I still buy meat from the supermarket, chicken meat from the supermarket from time to time. In fact, usually probably about twice a week. About every 2 weeks I go to the supermarket, and then I bring home a bag of chicken wings, and we will have chicken. But it's nothing like the chicken that you get from one of the home-killed roosters, you know. It's just really, really yummy. And but these hens are designed, they are designed, all domestic poultry actually is designed, okay? If you look at a domestic hen and you look at a wild chicken, meaning a jungle fowl, they're two very, very different creatures, okay? I've had jungle fowl in the past, and their habits are more like those of a pheasant than a domestic chicken. They look kind of like a domestic hen, but they're a lot smaller. They're a lot more agile. They've got more of a wilder disposition. They'll be inclined to fly to the top of or fly to the lowest branch of a nearby tree, and then fly to the next branch up and the next branch up and the next branch up. And then if it's a rooster and it gets to the top of the tree, it'll sit there and it will crow to announce its accomplishment that it made it to the top of the tree. So all domestic chickens are designed, but the supermarket ones are designed to die. You're absolutely right. And they don't live much beyond about 60 days. Does that relate to what you saw?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So 49 days, they get picked up by the truck with all those chicken cages. And, 60 days later, they're, that's it. And literally, they died of heart attacks. And it was sad because the edges of the wings, not the feathers, but the wing itself, were bleeding because they were trying to use them as legs, an additional pair of legs to get around. But these things were heavy. They were almost, the size of a turkey. I mean, these were really big, fat, white chickens. And that was my first experience with chickens. And they're nothing like the chickens that we have here at the farm in Missouri and the farm we had in Virginia after our experience with those. Because they didn't want, I wanted chickens that would eat ticks and bugs. Those white chickens, those factory farm chickens, didn't know anything about bugs and ticks and, walking around the farm and hunting and pecking. They didn't do any of that. They just sat down. That's all they could do. So they were bred just to, they were bred to be nailed down, but don't worry about using the nails. That's what they were bred to do, to just sit there. So it's like the story that I told about the chickens in Mexico. They get nailed down so they don't waste BTUs and feed, and all the feed goes to getting fat and then becoming chicken meat. Well, these chickens couldn't move anyway and didn't need the nails for them, but they're not the kind that we want. We want chickens that are going to... Everybody has a purpose here at the farm. The cows, they eat the grass and keep it trimmed. And then we can sell the cows. The chickens, their job is to eat the bugs and to make eggs for us and for the dogs. And the interesting thing, Glass, is that if you have chickens that are raised with dogs and cats, they all get along really well. And we adopted a dog that was just loose, a little puppy, and newborn. And it was just dropped off, and it was freezing, so we adopted this puppy. And this puppy had never seen chickens before. And this puppy decided he was going to go after one of the chickens. Well, one of the cats saw this puppy going after the chickens, and the cat ran after the dog and beat up this little puppy. Because the cat was telling the puppy, look, you don't understand. We all get along here pretty well, and you're the new guy, and you're not going to get away with that. So this cat, literally went on the full attack to beat up this puppy. And the puppy got the message right away. So that was I've never seen that before, but that was kind of neat. And have you ever seen anything like that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, the animals, they know the rules. Wherever you are, we used to have more free range dogs than what we have here. These days, the dogs live in the backyard, and the backyard's probably about a half an acre of land that's fenced off with 6-foot-high fences all the way around. But the dogs know that they stay in the backyard, except for one of them, who is the oldest of any of them. And
we've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, as I was on a road trip during the break, I was, you know, a side trip. I was looking at chickens, and I saw something I've never seen before. This is a pure black chicken. Black feathers, black feet, black beak, pure black. And I don't know how to pronounce this, but the breed is called, I'm going to try, A-Y-A-M, Sirmani chickens. And evidently, this is an exotic black chicken from Indonesia. Have you ever seen a black chicken? I mean, all black. 100% black.
No.
Beak?
No.
Comb, feet? Feathers?
No.
Okay. Well, these things are pretty expensive.
I do have. Yeah. Because our hens are silky crosses, all silky hens, no matter what their feathers color, they have black skin. And sometimes that comes through onto the crosses as well. So I have one or two hens that have a black comb and black wattles. But the rest of it, and their skin is black, but this particular hen that I'm thinking of has sort of tan-colored feathers, okay? I believe that the proper chicken, the proper chicken name for it is honey badger colored. that's the proper term, I think, for this feather color. But it's like a tan, and each feather has a white line, a paler line down the center, if that makes sense. It's a very pretty bird, actually. And I'd like to get some babies off her. But she's a cross between a highline and a silky. So not a pure breed, but like I said, black comb and black wattles and a black skin. And but I've never heard of an entirely black hen.
Okay. Well, these hens... the chicks are selling for $40 each. $40 each.
Wow.
That's 10 times more than a Rhode Island Red, for example. The pullets, now that's a hen to be, not quite laying eggs yet. Less than a year old typically is considered a pullet. $100. And an adult chicken, $300. That's the most expensive chicken I've ever heard of around here, you know, in our neck of the woods. Yeah. $40 for a chick, a pullet $100, and an adult $300. They are absolutely exquisite looking. And they, you know, they look like a pretty rare breed, high end. If you want to show off your chicken, that's what you want to bring to, you know, to the show. But quite spectacular. So I just wanted to mention that. Where else would you like to go in today's class, Gwyneth?
I would like to stay on the topic of farming, but on a slightly different angle. And you were mentioning in an email about the royal family and about how Prince William and Prince Charles have got together in a bit of a powwow. And they've decided that their particular little crew, Wills and Kate and their children, Archibald and Charlotte, are going to be, when the Queen passes on and Prince Charles and Camilla are going to be the only senior royals. And I heard that and I said, hang on a minute, immediately, because I don't have any time of day whatsoever for Prince Andrew or Prince Edward, okay? They can go and jump in a lake as far as I'm concerned, because they have no moral fibre. They are sexually deviant. They have not led a proper course in their lives, either of them, okay? But Princess Anne... he wants to cut his sister, Princess Anne, off from being a senior royal and her children.
Hold that thought.
Yes, right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States and Israel officials meeting in Washington on Tuesday discussed their serious concerns about advancements in Iran's nuclear program and agreed to the significant threat posed by Iran. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they will focus attention on the growing threat from Iran, providing drones and precision-guided missiles to its allies. Sentencing for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's death has been pushed back to June 25th. Chauvin's previous hearing was reset by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill. The online court docket gave no reason, but court spokesman Spencer Bickett said the move was due to a scheduling conflict. Some women around the country are reporting menstrual cycle changes after taking the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Even if there is a connection, that I would be terribly worried about is representing a long-term problem.
Dr. Heather Huddleston on ABC7 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me, too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue, that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. Yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. And one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man and to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I never, ever have to take a life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so we're talking about the royal family, and evidently economics has gotten in the way of paying for the entire crew, and Prince Charles wants to reduce the cost of running the monarchy, pare it down, and he's decided who should be included and who shouldn't. And that, you know, this, the question about the monarchy, is it even viable, has been brought to the fore, I believe, by Meghan, Harry's wife. And I think that, and I mentioned this about a year ago, the question is she destroying the monarchy? And I believe absolutely, positively, she is the greatest threat to the monarchy that it's had in my lifetime. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would tend to agree. Getting back to Princess Anne, they want to cut her off. That's going to be really, really stupid, because I'll tell you why. Harry and Meghan, perhaps I can understand that, you know. And Fergie's children, or possibly, you know, I don't know what sort of ceremonial function they actually have, you know, but I don't think that they actually do very much. I think that they just collect a check. By the way, if you can hear a roaring noise in the background, that's my fireplace. I just put some pine some old building timber. I don't know if you can hear that or not.
Well, I did. And I was wondering, are you having a chimney fire?
No. That's just
okay,
some
good.
Pine, some old pine building timber. Yeah, not treated. Hmm. But some old door frames that I found.
Have you ever experienced...
I decided that they love them.
Have you ever experienced a chimney fire?
No, I haven't, fortunately.
It is absolutely terrifying. It sounds like a jet engine in the chimney. It is a roaring sound, and it is hot, and flames come flying, shooting out like a jet engine out the top of the chimney. And a lot of times the chimneys get so hot that they fail and crack and are permanently damaged. So the idea is you don't want to have too...
Yes. Yeah.
And
anyway, I just thought I'd explain about the roaring noise in the background in case anyone in the class wondered what was happening. But it's a very hot fireplace, and it does do this roaring sound from time to time. But anyway, getting back to Princess Anne, she is the head of the household cavalry. If she quits, they're in a lot of trouble. She is the one who manages the royal security. If they cut her off, she's been doing this job for years, and it is a job. It's probably would take a fair proportion of her hours every week just going down to the stables and looking after the horses. Probably about once or twice a year she goes out and visits horse farms and selects the horses to join the household cavalry. She oversees the breaking in of the horses. She oversees the training of the riders for, you know, the guys who wear the big brass hats at Buckingham Palace and all the rest of it. That's her department. She oversees it. And if she gets cut off, that's not somebody that they can replace overnight. And to replace it with somebody with the degree of loyalty to the royal family that she's going to have, that's not going to be somebody who's easy to replace. And she has been a horse farmer for her whole life, actually, you know. The Queen had her riding horses almost as soon as she could walk. And as a profession and as a career, she really doesn't... She knows how to do two things, Princess Anne. She knows how to cut ribbons, and she knows how to be a horse farmer. If she can no longer cut ribbons, then she's going to go back to being a horse farmer, and she's a very fine horse farmer. She's got the best horses in the whole country, just about. And she manages the royal stables these days. If she can't do that anymore because she's cut off from the royal family, they'll have to find somebody else to manage their security, which is going to be a big problem for them. Vincent, does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, do you think that the royal clan is going to be reduced in size as a result of the economy?
I think it probably will be, And like I said, a lot of it I could understand, because there is a lot of people there who really don't know how to do anything except collect a check. And they don't really even have any ribbon cutting duties. And by ribbon cutting, I mean going around opening hospitals and stuff like that. You know, opening new municipal offices and police stations and all that sort of thing. This is one of the duties of the members of the royal family, and attending dinners and shaking hands and bowing, or better bow, you know. But you know what I mean. They go and they shake people's hands and they smile at them and they make small talk with the locals and make them feel like that they're a part of things, which really they're not. But you know, it's all important public relations. But Princess Anne really, I believe, cares about people. She's not a worthless piece of horse manure like many of the rest of them are. Okay, she actually has done something with her life. She's been an Olympic level athlete, equestrian athlete, and she actually, I think, she won a silver medal a number of years ago at the Olympics, you know? And to win the silver medal at any Olympic sport takes a great deal of dedication. And she didn't win it because she was the daughter of the Queen. She won it because she was good and she knew what she was doing. And I've been, having been in equestrian sports myself, the horse doesn't care if you're a princess, if you're an ordinary Joe. That horse cares if you know how to ride or not, if you know what you're doing, okay? And if you're a princess and you don't know how to ride, you're going to get a really humbling experience with that horse, okay? That's just how it is. So, like I say, the fact that they're going, that they seem to want to cut Princess Anne off is a huge problem in my books, because that is going to lead to the collapse of the royal family, because sooner or later you're going to have some nutcase come in and assassinate someone. And God forbid that should happen. I absolutely do not want this to happen. But I'm saying that Princess Anne should not be cut off. She is a useful member of the royal family. She's a very important member of the royal family. And, you know, she's one of the few who has actually gone and made an independent career for herself doing something other than cutting ribbons and shaking hands and smiling.
How do the royal subjects feel about Harry and Meghan?
I don't think they like them, to be perfectly honest. I really don't think they like them.
I remember being in meetings when I had a job. That would be, that was a long time ago, almost 40 years ago. But I remember thinking that, you know, sitting around the conference room table and listening to what some of the people would say. And there was an expression, like he's got his foot in his mouth. And the expression of the only time that guy speaks or opens his mouth is to change feet. And I think that expression applies to Harry.
Yeah.
He's like on a self-destructive course. I just can't imagine someone born with a silver spoon in his mouth, someone who gets all the trappings of life for free, doesn't have to do a darn thing except show up for pomp and circumstance once in a while, and gets to do jet set and do whatever he wants, and is immune from all kinds of prosecution should he go awry, and yet he throws it away because he marries this woman who is a, you know, I asked my son if he could show me something that, you know, where she, Meghan, was attempting to be an actress. It was horrible. She wasn't a great actress. She's not noteworthy. And here they think that they can tell people the way things should be. They are a disgrace. They're a disgrace to the royal family. Now, I'm not particularly in favor of the royal family, but to watch this disloyalty is upsetting. You know, they've got this. It is disgusting. I would say that, you know, if I had to use some words to describe Harry and Meghan, I would say they were treasonous. They were traitors to the family, traitors to the crown. And yet they keep opening their mouths to change feet. They think that they're relevant. Do you think I'm wrong, or do you think that...
I think you're right. Politically, I would describe myself these days. At one time, I was quite a royalist, okay? But these days, my views on life, the universe, and everything have changed, and I would describe myself these days as an anarcho-capitalist or a voluntarist, okay? That means I believe that people ought not to do anything as long as you're not hurting anyone that you don't want to do, okay? So, but I believe that the royal family has a very, very important function to serve, and that is that they are there, only there. They're not there to cut ribbons. They're not there to breed horses. They are there to uphold the British common law and to stop the guy next door or the guy two countries down the street from coming in and invading and turning Britain and the Commonwealth into communist Russia or communist China. That is their only function, okay? And the only reason why I believe that you should have the royal family is to stop the Romanovs from happening. I'd like to talk about that quickly when we get back.
Yeah, and I've got a quick comment as well, and I think it's germane to exactly what you're saying. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For many years, I had a wonderful friend. He was a superintendent of schools in Virginia. And I was the computer consultant for this particular county school system. And once a week, I would go to the school, and they let me do whatever I wanted to do. I had no job description. I was just their consultant. And what I would do is I'd look around, and I'd say, we can improve this, 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 and this. Okay? And I'd give them a plan, and then I'd build it, literally. And I would work with the teachers. I'd work with the staff. I'd work with their computer technician. As a matter of fact, I was the guy that brought him on and helped nurture him to the point where he was absolutely outstanding, brilliant. And so this particular superintendent had a management style that I've never seen anywhere else. It was a combination of military. He happened to be, I believe, at the rank of lieutenant in the military at one time, but he never talked about it, never mentioned it. I didn't know about it until I read his obituary. And he died recently. But here's what he would do. He would manage by walking around, which is something that the General Electric management style is, management by walking around. And that means that the boss would, you know, kind of check up on things. And this superintendent of public schools would get in his car every day, every day. And he would go and walk around. He would talk to people, talk to students, he'd talk to the principals, he would talk to the teachers, and he would observe. And he carried a two-way radio with him. And two-way radio was connected to every one of his maintenance staff and the central office. And he would see something, and he'd get on the phone, and I could be talking to him. Out of the corner of his eye, he would see something, he'd pick up the radio, interrupt the discussion with me, and say, hey! Now, I'm being, you know, very brusque. He was very polite. But the equivalent of, hey, you know, come on over here right now. There's a problem, and I want you to jump on it. And that's what it was like. And it was well run, extremely well run, until he retired. And then things started falling apart. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is because I think that's what the royal family does. The royal family looks at the infrastructure, the castles, the buildings, etc., and they look around and they keep it all running. And I believe that without them, the roofs would collapse. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about with Princess Anne. Okay? Princess Anne, she looks like a very refined lady, but she did just join up with the Household Cavalry a number of years ago. I think because she, aside from the Queen, she is the best equestrian out of a whole lot of them. Her and the Queen are two that absolutely, they have made horsemanship into a fine art. And that's why when it came time to say, well, who's going to run the cavalry? Then they said, oh, well, Princess Anne can. it was the logical choice. But what's going to happen if Princess Anne gets cut off from the royal family? She's going to have no incentive to look after the household cavalry. And she doesn't just know how to ride a horse. She knows how to drive a tank. She knows how to fire an automatic. She knows how to fire a machine gun. She's actually a really, really amazing lady. She knows about military tactics. She knows how to fight a war. She knows how to manage men. And she has that gift of being a leader. She's not just there collecting a check. She is actually a leader of men. Okay? And, you know, if she goes away, if Prince Charles gets his wish and says, okay, well, Princess Anne, you're not in the royal family anymore, that's likely to hack her off rather. And she's likely to say, well, I'm just not coming into work tomorrow. You know, if she doesn't come into work tomorrow and decides to stay on her country estate, on her farm that she owns, where she breeds her champion show jumping horses, which is what she does when she's not cutting ribbons and managing the household cavalry and so on. She's on her farm. She has a horse farm and she breeds champion show jumping horses and champion dressage horses. Okay? She'll just decide just to stay on her farm and muck out her horse stables and, you know, go down and feed the brood mares that are standing in the paddock and say hello to them and then arrange for the sale of their foals and all the rest of it. That's what she'll decide to do if she gets cut off from. And they won't have any security at Buckingham Palace. And then it's going to fall apart really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something about the Romanoff family?
Prince Charles is going to think twice about his decision to, you know, to not have Princess Anne as a senior royal anymore. I think that he'd better have a good hard think about that one.
Yeah. Were you going to say something about the Romanoff family? 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, the Romanoffs all got killed. I don't wish any harm on the royal family. I don't want anything to happen to them. They uphold the British common law. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they better make sure that they look after Princess Anne real good. She's in charge of their security.
There you go. Gwyneth, thank you so much. I'll see you next week. Class above all,
okay,
honesty,
yeah, have a great week.
And integrity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.